USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two people are dead, at least eight other people wounded in a nightclub shooting in South Carolina that Greenville sheriff's deputies say happened at about 2 a.m. So far, no arrests have been reported, and the investigation's continuing. President Trump speaking at last night's Salute to America celebration outside the White House. He was angered by those who want to erase the nation's past by taking down its monuments.
We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms.
Not far from where the president was speaking, in the city of Baltimore, protesters did pull down a statue of Christopher Columbus last night and then dragged it into the Inner Harbor. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
New York Yankees starting pitcher Masahiro Tanaka is recuperating after taking a line drive directly to the head. Tanaka had to be helped off the field during a simulated game yesterday after he was drilled on the right side of his head by a Giancarlo Stanton line drive. He was on the ground for several minutes after being hit, taken to a hospital. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying Tanaka does have concussion-like symptoms that have since dissipated, and that he went through a battery of tests at the hospital and that everything checked out well. The world's oldest rodeo is forcing fans to sign a COVID-19 waiver if they want to attend. The rodeo in Prescott, Arizona, has been taking place ever since 1888. It's going to go ahead this year, despite the pandemic, as long as fans do sign that waiver. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two pro sports teams are already looking at possibly changing their names because of racial connotations. Now another one, the Atlanta Braves, are weighing in. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
With teams in two sports taking a second look at names deemed offensive to Native Americans, the Atlanta Braves have given no indication on whether they're willing to consider a similar change. The Cleveland Indians said they're reconsidering their nickname following their furor over the NFL Washington Redskins name. The Braves released a statement saying the team honors, supports, and values the Native American community, and that will never change. The Braves also said they have much work to do on and off the field in this matter. The Braves have not said if they will continue to encourage the tomahawk chop done at games during the season. The chant caused a stir last year in the NL Division Series loss to the St. Louis Cardinals.
A Swiss zookeeper is dead after getting mauled by a Siberian tiger. A tweet from the Zurich Zoo yesterday said the 55-year-old keeper died at the scene on Saturday, yesterday. And Joey Chestnut is continuing his reign as the world's hot dog eating champion. Chestnut set a new record at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at New York's Coney Island yesterday. He ate 75 hot dogs, buns and all, in 10 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.